Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Bill McKibben, I'm an author and sort of activist.
And tomorrow, I guess you're taking that activism to a kind of different level.
Yes, tomorrow will be, we think, the first big mass civil disobedience in the climate change movement in this country. We expect a couple of thousand people to be risking arrest outside the Capitol power plant owned by the U.S. Congress, chugging away on coal day after day after day.
Why do that? Why is that approach something that you think is necessary and indeed beneficial to your cause?
Sure. Look, you know, I wrote the first book about climate change 20 years ago, a book called The End of Nature. So I've gotten to follow this from the very beginning and watch this movement slowly, too slowly, grow. It's growing faster now. We've had luck doing all kinds of things, big national rallies and events. When we did Step It Up 2 years ago, we had 1,400 simultaneous demonstrations across the country. But the truth is that we're still losing. There's still more carbon pouring into the atmosphere every year. And it's time for us to keep building this movement, to keep upping the ante, to keep showing how serious we are. And part of the problem is, if we're going to do anything about climate, we're going to have to ask the rest of the world, China, India, to give up coal, the cheapest, easiest way to some kind of prosperity for them. If we're going to be making that request with a straight face, we have to show some willingness to sacrifice ourselves, even if it's only a day in jail.
Does civil disobedience get you there, though? Or is there the risk that it could kind of backfire and alienate some people you hope need to attract?
There's always risks, I suppose. But it's, civil disobedience seems to work pretty well. Thursday, after 103 years of this power plant burning coal, Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, who own it, it's the property of the Congress, sent a letter saying that they were going to ask the Capitol architect if maybe they could switch it to natural gas. I don't think it just occurred spontaneously to them last Thursday that they might want to do that. I think they knew that we were coming. It's a symbolic protest, and the symbolism is that the time for coal is over, and that we're going to have to relegate it to America's past and move on into a different kind of future.
The other point that I think might occur to someone is, well, what are they protesting anyway? Didn't they win? They've got this guy Obama in the White House who appears to be doing exactly what you want.
Absolutely right. Washington's a changed place these last few weeks. What we've got to do is give Obama the space that he needs to work, okay? Even though Obama won the election, ExxonMobil and Peabody Coal didn't go away, you know. They're just as strong and just as rich and just as determined as ever to keep doing what they're doing. They're going to put up an enormous fight against Obama's plans. We need to give him the space to do what he really wants to do, to really take this on, to tackle it at the scale that it needs tackling.
Protests, civil disobedience, this is a bit of a double-edged sword, though. I mean, there is the risk that it could alienate some people, yeah?
Oh, sure. There's always the risk that there'll be somebody who says, oh, you know, that's not what we need to be doing, or that's impolite, or whatever it is. But I don't think it's that much of a risk. I think, among other things, that we're incredibly polite and incredibly responsible. And I think people will realize that. That's what democracy is about. It's about people being willing to take their beliefs and act on them. And I think it's very moving to see that happening. And I tell you, I have heard from thousands of people who have said how happy they are that finally this is beginning to happen in the environmental movement.